Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back, social media advice. In today's modern world, one of the biggest difficulties we can come across after a breakup is what to do about social media. The vast majority of us are on social media and there's a very high likelihood we would be connected with a person who is now our ex. What do we do about it? How do we react if we kind of see them post something? And do we want to interact with them directly? Do we respond to them? You know, what is the best way to go about using social media after a breakup? Well, that is what this podcast is going to be about. And I'm going to get into it as soon as I've just told you about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. On there, you can find all the books that I've written, including one in particular, which is specifically written about how to try and get your ex back if you want to rekindle your relationship. So if you want to check my books out or how to contact me and other things about what I'm doing, if you want to support me, for instance, then please go onto my website, www.dateme.tips. Right now into the podcast, Get Your Ex Back, Social Media Advice. So as the title suggests, this is purely about if you're trying to get your ex back after you've been dumped. So you did not want the relationship to end, but unfortunately, your ex decided they was no longer romantically attracted to you anymore and ended the relationship. So you're connected to them with social media, okay? Most people are, so that is a very high likelihood that you will now be in a position where, unless they've blocked you, that you could quite possibly see everything they've posted. And not only that, they'll probably be able to see everything you've posted. So let's look at it from a more positive perspective, a positive perspective that they haven't blocked you, because if it's ended very badly, then they might have blocked you straight away. Okay, and there's nothing you can do about that. If you're in that position, the only way you can proceed is to hope that you hear from them again in another means. And I've talked about that in other podcasts, so I'm not going to concentrate on that now. But if they've blocked you, then kind of social media is not even a concern for you right now. So let's imagine that they haven't blocked you and you currently haven't blocked them. What's the situation? Right, the first thing is that you need to always stay emotionally stable when you're trying to get your ex back. So this can prove particularly difficult if you're seeing their social media statuses. And this is because that people generally like to kind of highlight their life in a positive or negative way. So very few people will put the most mundane things on social media. We might joke about that people do that all the time, but the likelihood is people will put a really positive spin on something or a really negative spin on something in that instance, so they can kind of get some sympathy. So you're probably going to be seeing really positive kind of comments and statuses and photos from your ex trying to tell the world that they're entering a new chapter of their life. And because they ended the relationship with you, because they dumped you, that's clearly something they want people to kind of see as a positive thing. So the first thing is, can you deal with seeing this type of stuff? It can be very, very challenging to see your ex looking like they're living the time of their life. The likelihood is that they're not really, and they're just doing it as a bit of self-promotion. But what you need to be thinking is, can you handle that? Because you don't want to contact them in any way. I've said in other podcasts, if you have been broken up with, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. So that goes the same for social media. So if your ex is putting statuses, posting photos, putting comments on other things, you don't want to react. You can't react. You've just got to leave it. So if you can't do that, if you don't trust yourself, then the first thing you can do is see whether it's possible to turn off being able to actually see what they post. Some social media platforms do allow you to do that. So, you know, you don't have to block them necessarily, but you can actually just kind of no longer see what they're posting, which that is a very useful thing to do as a first step if you can't handle the fact of what they're going to be putting, and you can't just stay emotionally strong. So if you can't stay emotionally stable, you want to see if you can make sure that you don't actually get to see the notifications of what your ex has put. If that is still not enough for you, and you still will feel tempted to comment or kind of interact with them in any way, liking their statuses and whatnot, if you really can't stop yourself from doing that, then maybe, just maybe, it's time to consider deleting your ex from social media for the time being. You don't really want to do this because you don't want your ex to know you have, and especially you don't really want to block them because that's stopping a communication option that your ex will have of getting in touch with you. So you don't want to block them and you don't want to delete them, because if your ex knows you've done that, then that's kind of showing them that you've been affected by the breakup in a way that makes you kind of less value, and it's kind of giving them more strength in the position of the situation. You know, you want to be coming across as of sound mind, and kind of you're not happy with the decision they made, but you accept it. And therefore, one day, hopefully, they will feel comfortable enough to get back in touch with you. If they think you're going to be freaking out, then they're not going to be doing that. They're not going to want to accept that, because they're going to be feeling very uncomfortable getting in contact with you if you're going to be somebody who's going to be causing loads of stress. So if possible, you don't want to block or delete them, but if that's the only way you can avoid contacting them, then you will have to do it. So that's the thing from their perspective. If they're posting things, you do not want to react in any way, shape or form. Now, what about if you post stuff? So you can use social media as a positive tool to try and get your ex back. Now, first of all, you don't want to be going over the top with this. If you're somebody who barely ever used social media, you can't go like 0-60 on how you use it now. You've got to be realistic. You don't want to be making it obvious to your ex about what you're actually trying to do. You don't want to make it obvious to your ex that you're trying to promote your life in a really positive way, just as I've explained that they might be doing. So you just want to increase your output a little, or if you're already quite prominent on social media, just keep to the same levels. But what you want to be doing is showing the best side of yourself, but without being obvious and over excessive. So not every single day promoting yourself in this new positive light, but you know, every so often, maybe once a week or something, posting about where you're going, what you're doing, show photos of you with other people having fun, especially if you looking in better shape. You know, if you've got into a good exercise regime, and health and fitness is very important during the breakup period. You know, you want to be looking better than you ever have, as well as that with your fashion. You know, so once you're looking better, healthier, fitter, stronger, more attractive, then, you know, post some new photos, and that's cool, and kind of let your ex know subconsciously and subtly that you are not being defined by them. You are living your life and you're actually a better person now than you was when you was with them. So if you're going to be doing that, there is a very good chance that your ex might interact with you, and this is the crucial part. You only want to respond to your ex's comments if it's a true interaction. So what do I mean when I say a true interaction? I mean they've actually asked you a question, okay? If they've liked your status, if they've put an emoji on your picture, if they've put a one-word comment, then you do not respond. If it doesn't need responding to, you don't respond. If they like your photo, you don't go back to them and put, oh wow, thanks for liking my photo. No, you don't do anything like that at all. You stay strong, you do nothing. They haven't given you a true interaction. A true interaction is a question. If they ask you a question on social media messaging or directly on social media, and it's a positive question, you know, it's not going to start an argument. It's a positive question such as, oh, that looks really nice where you went in that photo. Where was it? Then that is when you respond. That is a true interaction. It's the same difference as if they was to have sent you a message via text message or phoned you up or something like that. It's the same difference. That is when you respond. You do not respond if they just do an emoji, if they do a one word comment, or if they kind of give you a like or something such as that. You do not do a thing. That is not a true interaction. It's just a kind of statement of a kind of, they're kind of teasing you, they're prodding you, they're kind of seeing if they can get something from you. Well, if they don't ask you a question, if they can't be bothered to actually reach out and actually say something to you and ask you a question, then you do not react, you do not respond. So to summarize with social media, you want to be trying to show to them that you're living a positive life without them, and that will hopefully in turn get them to contact you and ask you a question. If they ask you a question on social media, then you respond and you proceed like I've described in other podcasts and ones that I'll do in the future as well, more on this topic. However, if they do an emoji, if they just like your status, if they do a one-word comment, then no, you don't reply. They haven't asked you a question, so why would you? Similarly, you never interact with theirs. You never interact with their statuses, photos, comments. You don't ask them a question, you don't put a comment, you don't put an emoji, you don't give a like, nothing. So whereas you're waiting for them to ask you a question, you certainly don't ask them one first. When you've been dumped, you must always wait for your ex to contact you first. They made the decision to end the relationship, and they must make the decision organically to want to kind of grow it again in that direction. So what do you do with social media? Well, basically, you promote yourself in a realistic, positive light, and if they ask you a question, you will respond and let the conversation grow from there. But if they don't, well, you'll never contact them again.